Shalom Aleichem. Okay. Parshas Egev, Tavshin Pei. Baruch Hashem, I think with Siyata Dishmai, I think we'll be able to learn something together that I think will be very useful, not only for in terms of Parshas Shavua, but as the title would suggest, also with regard to Birchas HaMazon and Shmoneh Esrei. Our title is Parshas Egev Tavshin Pei, the fingerprints of the Creator in history, Birchas HaMazon and Shmoneh Esrei. Let's start. Start first with Shmoneh Esrei. It says as follows: Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokei Elokim VaAdonei Adonim HaKel HaGodol HaGibor VaNora SheLo Yisafanim VaLo Yikach Shochad. Kaviyachol, this is the way Moshe Rabbeinu gives us some adjectives, right? Again, really lechod dumia hisiila, as the pasuk says, silence is really is praise. But since Moshe Rabbeinu used these in the Chumash, and they are archetypes for all of the Hanhaga of Hashem, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibur, Hanora, the baseline for the praises that we use, as we're familiar with in Shmoneh Esrei. But time unfolds. Jewish people enter into Eretz Israel, go through all of the entire Tekufa of the Shoftim, etc. Shaul, David, and finally we get Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, we know that all on rabbles. They're all on rabbles. At the time of Yirmiyah, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And Yirmiyah says, in Perek Lamed Beis, Osechesed alafim mishalim avon avos el chayk b'neihem achareihem hakel hagodol hagibor. No, he left out Nora. Hashem tzvako shmo. In other words, obviously it's not that Yirmiyah forgot, right, that Hashem is involved in the world. Chas v'chalila, he knew that Hashem is being mashkiach, as we'll note that both in Yirmiyah, as we'll see shortly, in Daniel, no one ever leaves out the title Godol, which is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Godlus, his extension of Yaakov's self, to give us being, to give the world reality, to give existence, etc. No one ever left that out. But in his days, Yirmiyah did not see an expression of Hashem's Noros, and we'll address that. Why didn't he see Hashem's Noros? But anyway, that's very clear in the pasuk. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Noros left out. Hashem Tzvako Shmo. Daniel, who's speaking about the Jewish people's stay in Bavel, they're Beshibud. In other words, the Beis Hamikdash has already been destroyed. They're inside Bavel. They are being oppressed by the Babylonians. And Daniel says, Vesvala Hashem el Alkai, Vesvada Vamra, right? Vamra Onna Hashem, Akel Hagodol Vahanora. He says, Godol, once again, just as Yirmiyah said. He says, Nora, unlike Yirmiyah, again, because that was not his experience. Of course, the Beis HaMikdash was, as we know, was still destroyed, but that wasn't the overriding experience they had. Now, that was something that had taken place in the past, but at the present, what's taking place is the Jewish people are being enslaved. They're being they're in a state of gullus, and that state of gullus is not changing. So therefore, Daniel leaves out Gael, Godel, Nora leaves out Gibor. Shomer Apris v'chesed lo avav lo shomei metzosav. Says the Gemara new one, Samach Tes Amid Beis. Damar of Yeshua ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shmon Anshe Knesset Gdol. Why are the men of the great assembly, the Anshe Knesset Gdol, referred to as such a title? Sheichzira Atara Liyoshna. Considering their hook, Anshe Knesset Agdola, right? They returned the crown to its previous, right, place of greatness. Also, Moshe came around and used three archetype adjectives to describe some of the hashgacha, the hanhaga of the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Amar Akel, Agodol, Agibor, Anorom. Also, Yirmiyah, V'Amar. Right. So Moshe Rabbeinu said all three. Godol, Gibor, Anora, came along Yirmiyah, Amar, Nochrim, Mekakar, and Beicholo. The Nochrim, the Gentiles, are croaking, right? He saw the Nebuchadnezzar come in, right? And destroy the Beis HaMikdash, enter into the innermost sanctum. Goyim, Nochrim, Mekakar, and Beicholo. Aye, Nora Osav. Where is your Nora Osin? It's not seen. Why isn't seen? So we'll explain. Lo amar Nora. Therefore, in his prophetic description of the Rabbon Shalom, in his time, he left out the adjective Nora. Didn't say Nora. Daniel Amar Nachrim Mishabdim Bivanov. The Nachrim, the Gentiles, are subjugating his children. Ayeg Gvurosov, we are his Gvuros. Lo Amar Gibor. Also, Inu came along the Anshei Knesset Gdolah generations later. Lo Amro Adarabba. Zuhi Gvuras Gvuroso. Al contraire. This is the ultimate of Hashem's Gvura. In other words, if you were familiar, you assumed that Hashem's Gvura was going to be reflected in the world only by his vanquishing and overcoming the enemies of the Jewish people. Hashem Gibor Milchama. Hashem is a Gibor of Milchama, conquering his enemies. That's not necessarily the way it's always going to be manifest in the world, certainly in the days of Golos. How will it be manifest? Shekovish es, the Gears and the Gemara's Yitzro, but the Gros says it's Ritzono. Obviously, Hashem doesn't have a Yitzar. Right? His Rotzon, his will. Kovish is Rotzon. His essential will is that everything, those who do evil be punished. The Jewish people be the vehicle, the carriage for carrying the divine name. And as such, they be on a strata above the rest of humanity. Of course, if they sin, the result is they fall below, and we no longer see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the form of Gibor through vanquishing the enemies of the Jewish people. They don't deserve it. Instead, how is this Gibor seen? She knows saying Erech HaPayim L'Rishayim. It's not ripe for Hashem to destroy the evil ones who wish to destroy the Jewish people, who subjugate, right? Who torment, who torture the Jewish people. And every attack against the Jewish people is essentially and implicitly an attack on the Borei Olam. Just like we say, Ezo Givor HaKovash is Yitzro. Once again, doesn't have a Yitzro. But his ultimate Rotzon is not that the world should run in a fashion of where the Jewish people are under the heel of the nations of the world. He's Kovash is Rotzon. Shnosan Erech HaPayim L'Rashayim. He gives, as it were, an extension to the Rishayim. He doesn't punish them immediately. And now, how should we see his Noros? This was Gvura. This was to answer, right, the question of Daniel. The Goyim are being Meshabed, B'nei Yisrael, where is Hashem's Gvura? Now, to answer the question of Yirmiyah, the Beis HaMikdash lies in ruins. Right? We don't see your Noros. Shall Mole Moro shall Hakadosh Baruch Hu heich uma achas yicholis kaim beina umos, the noros, the awesomeness. It's true, the word nora is usually translated as being awesome. Of course, awesome has lost, right, all of its meaning in our vernacular nowadays, right? Awesome, froyo or slurpees or whatever's in, right? That's awesome. That's awesome. Right, all the A words have gone down the tubes. Awesome, right? Right. That's the way it goes. That is the way it goes. Awkward. Everything's awkward. That was so awkward, right? Only aardvark remains true to the world of the A words. But in any event, Ve'elu noros of Shilmale Moro. How do you see the noros of Hashem? And again, we'll go back and see how these things were visible during the time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. The Noros of Hashem, Shil Mole Moro Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heichu Ma'achas Yichol Liskayim Bein HaUmos. Because if not of this of Hashem's Mida of Nora, awesome, you can't wrap your head around it, it can't be, but it is, but it can't be, how would one nation, i.e. the Jewish people, survive amongst 70 nations that wish to destroy it? Or the Lashon HaMedrash, a similar topic is Heich Kivsa Achas, right? How can one sheep exist Bein Shivim Zevim, like 70 wolves that wish to consume it? Okay. The Gemara just concludes V'Rabbanan, i.e. Yirmiyah and Daniel V'Rabbanan Heich Avdi Hachi. How could they leave out the praises that Moshe Rabbeinu gave? Akrei Takamta the talking Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said you refer to Hashem as Gibor v'Nora. On Rebbe Lezer, mitoch shiodin shepakadosh Baruch Hu shram miti lefichach, miti hu lefichach lo kizubo. In other words, if this was the prophetic description of the Borei Olam as he becomes manifest in the clarity of prophecy in the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Borei Olam Kaviyachol as Gadol, Gibor, V'Nora, but in their days, in the prophetic reality of the way things are being revealed now, as Hashem's divine providence is revealing upon the Jewish people, it's not manifest in his conduct of history right now, the Midah of Gibor and Nora, the way Moshe Rabbeinu was accustomed to his faith in the Seir. Said, no, we have to understand it. Post the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we have to understand it. We have to view the world not through a lens of a reality that's unfolding in front of us that we see with our flesh and blood eyes. The prophetic reality as it unfolds in front of our flesh and blood eyes, but rather we have to look at history through the lens of Chachma, of knowing that this is the reality that I see, even though my flesh and blood eyes do not absorb it that way, but I know this is really what I'm seeing. Hashem's Gvura is that he controls the Ratzon to destroy the enemies of the Jewish people, because the time is not yet ripe for that to take place. And Hashem's awesomeness is no longer seen through the Mikdash per se, because after all, it's desolate. Instead, what we have is, right, Hashem's Noros, Hashem's awesomeness is seen through the survival of the Jewish people. Let's just take a look here for just a very brief moment to understand where Yirmi and Daniel were coming from. As it says in Tehillim Chav Dalet, Mize Melech HaKovod, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Milchama. Right? Hashem is a Gibor. What type of Gibor? Gibor Milchama. Against the enemies of the Jewish people. That was what they had been accustomed to seeing, and no longer saw us. They stopped saying, or I should say in the case of Daniel, stopped saying the praise Gibor. And, as for instance, the Sissi Kohen brings on his brother, he's not the first one to bring it, but he was just put everything together. He brings on the Pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said, when he came to the Mokom Mikdash in Parshat Vayetze, he slept there, and when he awoke from his dream, he said, Ma Nora, how awesome is this place? Ma Nora Mokam Azain Zekim Beis Elokim Vizer Shar Hashamayim. The Shom Beis HaMikdash, this is the Sifse coin from Tzvas. The Shom Beis HaMikdash, Shenema Ma Nora, the Ein Nora Ela Beis HaMikdash, Shenema Nora Elokim Mikdash, Shech Hashem's Nora, the Sifse from Mikdash. And an example of this par excellence, the Shom Mokam Aron, Nora Aron Lima Freya. The Aron is Osios Nora. Right, Aleph, Resh, Vav, Nun, Nun, Vav, Resh, Aleph. With regard to the Aron, just to make the picture a little bit more complete, the Gemara says in Yuma, "Am Rabbi Levi, Davar Zem Soros B'Yadenu." This was a Kabbalah that they had. "Avosenu Mokom Aron Eino Min Hamida." The Aron took up no space, even though Aron had to have physical dimensions. I mean, Parshas Truma, when it's constructed, is 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5. It has that physical construction, it's a physical object, and yet, as Rashi explains over there, the Kabbalah was that the Aron had on either side of it 10 amos avir, l'chol ruach, once it was put into the Kodesh Kodashim, yet the entire Kodesh Kodashim was only 20 amos. So if you have 10 amos on this side, and 10 amos on this side, and the entire space is 20 amos, that does not compute. What do you mean? The Aron has 10 amos on either side of it. That's the entire width of the Kodesh Kodashim. It can't be, but it is. But it can't be, but it is. So once again, that is the concept that we're talking about over here. The Noros, the awesomeness, right? The state around which you can't wrap your head, because it just doesn't work. It's an enclave that doesn't fit the normal rules of Teva, which is also Hashem's creation, but doesn't fit those rules. You can't have 10 amos on either side. That was when the Beis HaMikdash stood. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. That's gone. How do you see this awesome concept, this impossibility, this paradox of existence? The survival of Jewish people. Gibor, we're used to seeing Hashem is vanquishing the enemies of the Jewish people. The entire period of the Shoftim, and then afterwards the Malachim, etc. That's no longer. Instead, we see, on the contrary, we see the nations of the world suppressing and oppressing the Jewish people. Where's Hashem's glura? Now you have to understand, his glura here is his ratzon, his essential ratzon, is to vanquish the enemies of the Jewish people. But since the time is not ripe, he's kovish his ratzon. Okay, fine. We should note, as I mentioned before, that the praise HaGadol never ceased. Because Gadol is an expression. Gadol, it's always shown as great. What is great? You know, frosted flakes are great. Hashem is Gadol, HaGadol. So Gadol always is associated with the idea of extension of something. This I heard from Moshe Shavir, Zechazad of the Kodesh Baruch many times. Gadlus. A Gadol is always mashpia. He gives out to others. The banks of a river, where when the river swells, it flows up the banks, those are called the Gada de Nahara, the banks of the river. When you have a machitza, right, in a halacha, you have something 10 tefachim high, a barrier 10 tefachim high. We say that barrier, really, even though it's only is physically there standing 10 tefachim high, about a meter, whatever, yeah. We say that machitza extends all the way up to the heaven. That's called good asik. Good, the extension goes higher and higher up to the heavens. Good asik. Hashem's gadlus is his hashpah, is his giving, kaviyachol. He gives existence, what we call existence, existence. He gives reality, what we call reality, reality. Because he's the only objective reality. His giving. No one ever stopped saying that. No one ever stopped saying, no one ceased to say Gadol. Because don't you realize Hashem is giving to us all the time? This is what something that Avraham Avinu taught, right? The lowest parts of society, the wanderers in the desert who came to him, and he invited them into his house and fed them. And he said, right, he said to them, make a bracha. Thank Hashem, the one who gave you. And they would say, well, who gave us? You gave us. Well, thank you. He says, if I gave you, then maybe you should pay. Right? You're 35 miles outside of Gehenna. Excuse me. Right? Where are you going to get a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon? Okay? Right? Or prime rib. Pardon my gashmi attitude towards things. In the middle of the desert. So Hashem, if you realize that Hashem is giving all of us, he's giving existence itself. He's giving reality itself. And he's giving this also, if you recognize that, by giving praise to Hashem. So fine, you don't have to pay me. I'm glad that you understand the truth of the world. But if you don't refuse to see the truth of the world, then don't pay him, pay me. Where's the credit card? Gadol, giving. And that brings us now to Birchas HaMazon. This is something, again, once again, that I think you'll find useful. What we did just now with regard to Shmon Esri is not just something that's relevant to a piece of the Chumash and the related section on the Talmud. But this is Hashem is Gadol. If you change your Shmon Esri, focus. Hashem is Gadol. He's being Mashpia Tov. He's giving, extending, Kaviyachol, as it were, himself to reality. He is Cheolamim. He is the life of the world. He gives existence to the world. He is Gibor. Once Gibor was seen one way, now Gibor is seen another way. But we mustn't forget it. This is always a problem. When people see, right, when people see the suffering of the Jewish people, and they say, God Chas V'Chalila is on vacation. He went to Acapulco. He's not there. He's not watching. I'm not saying that people go through terrible suffering. Right, I have no leg to stand on terms of their feelings. I'm not saying that I'm capable of being able to withstand the test that some people have to go through. And, right, Bar Minan, we shouldn't know from it. Some people have to go through some terrible tests, and certainly the Jewish people as a whole went through some horrible, horrible tests in their history. Right, 80 years ago, certainly, right, a major example of that. But we have to have our heads straight. We have to have our heads straight. Heads got to be straight. The goal in all of our challenge of life, in all of our test of life, is taking the truths of our mind and struggling, doing the best we can to cause those truths to wend their way down, right, through the arteries, the spiritual arteries, right, into the heart, where the world of our feelings is, with the world of feeling and affects is associated with, so that they find a home in our heart. Here it's got to be clear. Here we understand it's terribly painful. Terribly, terribly painful. We use tefillah, we call out to Hashem, etc., etc. But the truths, right? We have to do the best that we can that these truths make their way here. This, Kael Hagodol, right? Hagibor. And again, the Gevur of Hashem now is seen in that what he called is that we know his Ratzon is to destroy the enemies of the Jewish people, to punish them for every horror they've inflicted upon us over the millennia. The time is not yet ripe. That's his Gevura, and it's not easy for him. We know that Shekhinah cries with us. Shekhinah cries with us. It cries with us. When the individual Jew suffers, the Shekhinah cries. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin teaches us, that when a person is executed for a capital offense, there the Mishnah, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin teaches us that the Shekhinah feels koviochol, as it were, anthropomorphically weak. Weak. A Jew has died. Who's Russia? A Jew has died. It's Russia! A Jew has died. He was executed. Why? Weakness. Weakness. Whatever that means. Hashem is a Gibor, he controls. Not yet. And he's an Orom. There is no base of Mikdash which would hold an Orom, which, though it was made of physical matter and had dimensions to it, yet took up more space, which is something like, say what? That does not compute. The Noros of the Jewish people is now the Nora that we talk about. How do we survive its Nora? It's an impossibility. It's an impossibility. We've been called a fossil nation. We can't be, but we are. We are. Okay. But as we said before, no one ever stops seeing Godel. You got eyes, you see. Sometimes we don't see Hashem's goodness. We are unfortunately so handicapped with, I don't know, self-entitlement, that we don't see Hashem's goodness. I'm not being kind, I'm saying we. So now let's go on to Birchas HaMazon. I think that we'll learn from that also. V'achalta v'savanta v'rachtis Hashem lokecho l'aratz etavah Hashem asalach. To eat, to be satisfied, to praise Hashem. Al aratz etavah, the good land Hashem asalach that He has given to us. Says the Gemara in Brachas. Amar Rav Nachman, Moshe tikkun Yisrael birchas hazan b'shar sheyared lehem man. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the nusach. Let's say the nusach of the bracha. Again, this is the midst of the arisa, but Moshe may have given a nusach to it. Right? At the time, the Jewish people received the man. It's interesting. Think about the bracha of hazan. Just put it in your pocket and ruminate on it. The bracha of hazan, hazan es halom kulo bituvo. The entire world. Right? The entire world is being sustained. Hazan is alum kulo betuvo. That includes all species, all life, everything is being sustained. And yet, the generating factor over here was Yiridas Haman. Fascinating, no? Right? The man doesn't come down for everybody. The man, right? The man is made in the heavens, right? It's made in one of the heavens. I don't get lost in this. It's called Shachim. There it's ground and made, etc. It's for tzaddikim. Jewish people in the midbar, they were zocha to receive the man all the time that they were learning Torah. They're in the midbar. It's interesting. The bracha itself is addressing all existence. At the same time, what generated it was the man, which is something very, very exclusive. At any event, Simmer of Nachum, Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Birchas Hazan, B'Shar Shered Lehem, Lehem Man. When the man came down, Yoshua Tikkun Lehem Birchas Haaretz, Yoshua instituted from the Birchas Haaretz, right, Noda, right, Baal Kol, etc. Gimish and Nichnus of the Arts, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, David and Shlomo Tiknu Boni Yushalayim. David and Shlomo were Mesakein, the third bracha of Boni Yushalayim. David Tikin Al Yisrael Amecha Ba Yushalayim Recha. Interestingly enough, it says that David instituted part of the bracha, the idea on Klal Yisrael and on the building of Yushalayim. Yushalayim, once again, is meant to hold all of the Jewish people. Right? It's meant to hold all of the Jewish people. Yushalayim Shechubra La Yachtov. Yushalayim, which gathers together all of the Jewish people, according to some explanations to that pasuk. Ushlomo Tikein Al Abayas HaGodol V'Kodosh, Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash. He talks about Abayas HaGodol V'Kodosh. Hatova Meitiv, these first three brachos, Hazan, Alaraj V'Alamazon, Vene Yushalayim, these are Min HaTorah. Hatova Meitiv V'Yavna Tikduah. The Sanhedrin post the destruction of Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, of Beitar, right, where the Jewish people gathered together in an attempt to revolt under the guidance of Bar Kokhba, revolt against the Roman oppressors, and that revolt was put down very violently, etc. Tova Meitiv B'Yavna Tiknuha. They were Mesakina Tova Meitiv. Kineged Haruge Beitar. Because there were vast numbers of Jews who were slaughtered in Beitar when the Romans suppressed that rebellion. The Amar Rav Masna Osra Yom Shininu Aruge Beitar Lekvura Tiknu B'Yavna Tov Ameitiv Atov Shalitrichu Ameitiv Shenitnu Lekvuram. Those who were slaughtered in Beitar, the Roman king at that time, would not allow them to be buried. Yet the wild animals of the field did not consume their bodies. They didn't turn into carrion. They didn't rot. They were preserved. They lay there. And another king, afterwards, a little bit more generous in his attitude towards the Jewish people, allowed them to be buried. And so they made the bracha tov ameitiv atov shalistrichu, that the bodies did not rot, did not decay, did not become prey for the beasts of the field. And ultimately the fact they were buried. Benching. Three brachas that have a Torah, as it were, association, albeit the David and Shlomo, the fact is Yimshim Rishua. Right? Again, these are ideas that may have been expressed before, but they what do you call it, the terminology, or the way that they came to fruition in their terminology was through Moshe, Yoshua, David and Shlomo. The fourth one from the Anshei Knesset Agdola post of the destruction of Beitar. It says the Mashiach Chachma. This is the first point. The first point of the Mashiach Chachma. Let's synopsize it here. You can take a look at it afterwards. The first point that Mashiach Chachma points out is, why is it, and again, I won't go into all the details that he talks about here. He says, why is it that Birchas HaMazon is the Oraisa, and that's an after bracha. And Birchas HaTorah, which is not in our parsha here, it's later on, Sefer Tvarim. Birchas HaTorah is the bracha min HaTorah, and it precedes Limud HaTorah. And he points out that above and beyond the thanks that we're giving for both Torah, for the food that we receive, and all the brachas that we make, there's another issue over here as well. And the issue is that the bracha is meant, as it were, to make us aware, to make us more aware. With regard to food, when you're hungry, hopefully you should be aware, I need to eat. Again, you can be so thinking only about your stomach that you don't think about anything else, but the fact is that if you have any sense of consciousness, so Hashem is giving you the food. So that's less necessary from where the Mashiach Chachma is on the Raisa level to say a bracha there, because you're aware already. But after you eat, even a person who has all the best intentions, after his belly is full, he's feeling literally his corporeal self very strongly. It's very easy that once a person is feeling one's corporeal self, one's physical self very strongly, to say, yeah, I'm okay. Just don't mess me up. That's for fully exceeding for blasphemy. Just don't mess me up, but I'm fine. I'm satiated. Therefore, the awareness of Hashem needs to be reactivated. And that's through Birchas HaMazon. When it comes to Birchas HaTorah, the Torah itself has the capacity to make a person, like we see at the end of Avos, right? Pure and good and giving, etc., and wise, and all good qualities. The problem is, how does he start learning Torah? Because initially, when you learn Torah, you realize, wise. Alnashi Tikruni Rebbe, I'll learn so that you will call me your teacher, your master, you will chabig me, wear my suspenders so I can insert them, my thumbs underneath them, perhaps super glue them to my proverbial suspenders. There, the bracha is necessary to keep a person aware before he starts to learn, so that his learning doesn't turn into an elixir of death, but rather an elixir of life. It's an interesting point. To keep a person aware, and this is something we need to put into our heads all the time, the bracha is to keep us aware of reality. Keep us aware of reality. All brachas that we make. Here, the Meshech Chacham happens to point it out very starkly in explaining why it is what appears to be a paradox. Why is it that Torah, the bracha of Mina Torah, the bracha of Yeraisa on Torah is beforehand, not after. And by food, it's after, not before. She points this out incredibly insightfully. A point to ponder. Keep us aware, keep us aware, keep us aware. Don't go to sleep. I don't mean physically go to sleep. Don't go to sleep as if we're right in the world between the two ears and in the chamber, right, surrounded by the ribs. Don't go to sleep. Further, with regard to the three brachos, now that we've understood a little bit about the idea of awareness that Birchas HaMazon is meant to teach us, so see a small piece of the Maharal and then another small piece from the Meshech Chachma. Says the Maral in the Siva Avoda. Zemimik Yashem Yisborach Nasan Ela Adam Gimel Dvarim. Three things. Ha'echa Shanas El Adam Ha'echrechi Elav Kmo Ha'mazim She'yef She'yef Adam Below Mazim. Man needs to exist. In order for man to exist, he has to have food. He will not be able to, he needs to subsist on food. That's the first bracha of recognizing Hashem's goodness of what he gives us. He gives us the ability to survive. Vasheni knows about that, and this is something which is equal, as we mentioned before, this is equal to the entire world. Everything needs to eat. Everything needs to eat. It's not necessary for survival, but such a bracha. Eretz Yisrael. Avira da Ara itself is machkin, not just the beauty of the land. Eretz Yisrael changes a person. If he's willing to breathe the air correctly, it changes the person. I must make an editorial comment over here. There's been, I've seen in certain publications and certain websites, etc., this very casual attitude of, so if it's difficult to come to learn in Eretz Yisrael, so why go through the difficulty of being in Eretz Yisrael? Right, to learn, let's find some other alternative. Let's find some other alternative. And again, I'm not saying that it's easy, especially under the conditions now. You have to go into confinement, quarantine, 2 weeks, this, that. You won't be able to get around as much as possible. But some, what do you call it, someone should come and as one place expressed it, step up to the plate and make something, you know, viable in Chutz Laaretz, right? And you can get, I've heard in other places, you know, you get the vibes from Eretz Israel. You come visit every once in a while, you know, you come visit here, visit there. Again, I'm not saying that the circumstances will work for everybody. I'm not saying that. But you can't casually dismiss Eretz Yisrael. We'll somehow accomplish this through videos or a visit here and there and touring the land, you know, a little bit here and there, and then go back to, you know, what we're familiar with. Coming to Eretz Yisrael is not easy. It's not easy. I'm not saying it is. But and a lot of people want to come to Eretz Yisrael, but it's hard for them, and I understand that. I came with one child. My wife and I came with one child. It's hard. You've got a family. You've got parnasa. I understand, but they want to be here. Then there are others who don't believe we should come to Eretz Yisrael now. Why? I don't know. It's Ola Bechoma, right? If you're a real Talmud, not a fake Talmud. Well, it's not a Rebbe. I don't know. Let's say it. Okay, that's you got your way. But if you believe, if you don't believe like Satmar, and it doesn't bother you not to be in Eretz Yisrael, you'd like to, but you just can't. But if you're like, oh, so we don't do it there, we'll do it here. That means out to lunch. I want to be here. Doesn't work. Okay, doesn't work. Whatever the reason is. But it doesn't make a difference. Right? It doesn't make a difference. Closed editorial comment. I apologize for the outburst. It just bothered me. Again, there'd be a lot of things that could keep a person from coming here. But to think that there's no difference. If I got my chevra where I am, there's no difference. Vod Yoser, Bam Yan, and Sinus Aretz. Yoser Bizesh, Nasan La Adam, Ad She'en La Malam, Yzeh Klalu, Betachlis Hashlamu, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, where the heavens and the earth kiss. These are three great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. And He gives to us. He gives all of the world subsistence, Hazan, the first bracha, Hazan is Halom Kulo, Bituvo. Right. Second bracha I gave to Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a kli for receiving bracha of connection. Again, if you want to be connected, and Beis HaMikdash, that is the connection. It is the place where the heavens and the earth kiss. The Beis HaMikdash. The fourth bracha, bracha Ravi, is Hatov Meitiv. Bracha Revi'is, Hatov HaMeitiv, Kigimul Brachas HaRishonos, Heim Dvarim Sha'adam Muchan Elav. Person. Man needs, Hashem supplies those needs. The need of subsistence, Zan, the need for an expansion of that, certainly on a Ruchni level, Allah Oretz, Allah Bozon, the attachment to the very pipeline of connection between heaven and earth, Beis HaMikdash, when it's standing and it's not standing, Hashem Shirachmanas, and return it to us. Ki Adam Bevadai Muchun Akabal Mozum Shudavar Echreichil Yos Rafa Oretz, right? Food, subsistence, the land. A Beis HaMikdash, Shulim Yisrael Azrev. Even the Beis HaMikdash, the Jewish people, are worthy of this. That's what man is meant for, to connect the heavens to the earth. So even the Beis HaMikdash, this is not bilateral, this is purely unilateral. Because we sinned. We sinned, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And our Kadosh Baruch Hu should continue to be Mashkiach upon us after our destruction. He should make sure that the bodies that there were left on the fields of Betar should not rot and should be given to Kavura, Hashem is Hatov HaMeitiv. Even in the times of Din, he's being Meitiv. In the times of Din, we're not worthy of it. He exclusively, unilaterally, is Tov HaMeitiv. Note, it doesn't mean he removes the Din. The Din is there. We deserved for it. Again, it's easy to say, I didn't go through it, right? But it is true. I'm not saying it's easy to say it over here, but we've got to know it's true over here. And then struggle to bring it down to here. He's Tov HaMeitiv. Fine. Let's get to the first bracha. That's to all of humanity, really. All of existence. All of existence needs to be sustained. Then afterwards, second or third bracha, unique to Klal Yisrael, once again, appropriate. Appropriate that we should see that, because that's what we're meant to be, the vehicle that carries the Shem Shekhinah. Oh, and the last bracha, the Rabbanan, after the destruction, and after we deserved, right, whatever we received, Hashem should spare us from any future pain. Nonetheless, unilaterally, Hashem is made to give us, even in the times of Din. Asher Chochma says it incredibly beautifully. Why dafka? Why specifically in one event? Shemitakein, a special bracha, and basically the Meshech Chachma. Again, it's similar to the idea of the Maharal, but he says something very, very unique over here. Let's just look at his terminology. The kol birchas hamazon. This is a gift from the Meshech Chachma. When we say birchas hamazon, think in these terms. The kol birchas hamazon. Everything about birchas hamazon nitkana al binyan hauma asher nivni sivchar tzivchar. That means a little bit at a time. Be'etzva hashgacha. Birchas hamazon is meant to accustom us to recognizing the fingerprints of Hashem in history as He is divine providence guides our destiny. Remember we said before, Gibor Menorah, right? Daniel and Yirmiyah had issues with, and then Hashem has to go and rectify it. Everybody said Godol. They knew Hashem is being Mashiach, He's giving to them. We, unfortunately, have become so satiated with self-entitlement that we forget about Godel. Birchas HaMazon is meant to remind us of Godel. Hashem is being Mashfiyah Tov upon us throughout the millennia. And as the Meshech Chachma says, that the entire process of Birchas HaMazon is meant to point out to us the building blocks of the Jewish people, how Hashem has guided and raised up the Jewish people throughout the generations. The etzva hashgacha, these words are priceless. Vize hashgacha pratis baman. Remember we said, right? Remember we said that it's interesting that on the one hand, the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon addresses all of creation needs to be sustained. On the other hand, the bracha of Birchas HaMazon, right, is stated in the context of the month, and that shows Hashkocha Pratis, Hashem's unique divine providence upon us, the Jewish people, etc. That's the first stage. From the Torah, Eloch Yaman, the Torah is given to us, the month, etc., because of the unique relationship. The next is coming to Israel. Obviously, the next is coming, dealing with the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, the last one is, Hatov HaMeitiv. Vehine, right? Achar HaChorban, Choshvu Kikyuma Bilti Efshar Vasida Lechalos Lindod Katzohanim Veloti Feras Adam. They thought that perhaps once the Jewish people have been vanquished from Eretz Israel, destruction of Beitar, after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, we were destined to be like the gypsies, forever wandering. The Goyim always call us the wandering Jew, right? Because they want to say they were damned. The wandering Jew. It's always been an anti-Semitic prototype throughout the ages. Like the gypsies. Perhaps that's why they wanted to kill the Gypsies along with the Jews because they wanted to equate the two of them. The Nazis, that is. Kasher ro kibe beta lo noshu hayidei malchus ben kochva v'kochva ben kosiva. They saw that it was a failure, the revolt was a failure, that's it. We've been cast away. We'll be wanderers. Omnam kashero ki amad melech chesed acher, and another king rose up and gave them over to be buried, and they didn't rot all that time. Hevinu ki Yisrael se achas ben shivim ze'evim. They realized the Jewish people are like a sheep amongst 70 ze'evim. Note the parallel between this and Noah that we talked about before. And throughout, right? It's not going to be sound and light shows. It's not going to be Krios Yamsufs, right? Ma'amar HaSinai is that we're going to see. But throughout the ages, Hashem protects the Jewish people. These are the stages, as it were, of Hashem's divine providence upon the Jewish people. Once again, Birchas HaMazon is to make us aware of Hashem is giving to us, guiding us, watching over to us, sustaining us. Okay? So we've learned two important lessons from Shimon Esrei, vis-a-vis what Chazal deal with the concepts of Gibor and Nora, what the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah did for us, and in Birchas HaMazon, through both what the Maharal said, and particularly what the Meshech Chachma taught us up here, to keep us aware that Hashem is guiding us. Godol. He is guiding. He's mashpia upon us. Goodness. Even in the midst of terrible times. But he doesn't relinquish the hand that guides us. And finally, let's just conclude with the Gra. This is something that is also relevant to every bracha. Gra talks about the idea that every bracha has the Shem Havaya in it. Talks about Hashem, Kaviyachon, this essence. And the Shem Elokim is the name of Hashem that reflects His providence. Elokim, providence on everything. Divine providence on everything in existence is guided. That name of Hashem relates to that. And Elokeinu, Elokim Shalanu, our Elokim, talks about the level of Hashkacha Pratis to which the Jewish people uniquely are privy to. And he says that we say this in every bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Ha Yehovah Yeh, unchanged by time, the source of time, with us in the world of time, and unchanged by time, Haya, in the past, over, with us, Yeh, will be, right, unchanged, the source of time, and unchanged by time. Elokeinu, He is Mashkiach Arim Vashkach HaPratis, Melech HaOlam, at the same time, He is the master of the world, He's the king of the world, Hashkach HaKlali, says the Gra. So every bracha is meant to remind us, to keep us aware of Hashem's Hashkacha. Every bracha. Birchas HaMazon uniquely in the text, stage one, stage two, first Aman, the entry to Eretz Yisrael, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and even post the destruction, how Hashem is still with us. But every bracha speaks this idea of Hashem's providence. Okay. There are lots of lessons here for all of us. For those that didn't know the concepts before, so now you're aware of them, and you can begin the process of causing them to flow gently down the whatever, right? The Afton from here down to here. And for those that knew it before, well, we've got to work harder because it's not enough just to be here, it's got to be here too. Okay, have a great Shabbos, be blessed in all ways. It should be another Shabbos of Nechama tonight from Post Tisha B'Av. Another 7 weeks of Nechama until we arrive at Rosh Hashanah. Hashem should show us the great Nechama quickly, speedily in our days.